Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, welcome back. We're the Connor Happer Show here on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. Connor Happer, Josh Peterson, and Nick Grimm from Stadium Swim in Las Vegas. Josh Odson is back in our studios in Omaha. Any update, by the way, Josh, on the sun in Omaha? Is it visible?
Oh, it's out, baby.
Topic alert. Ooh, it's out. Hashtag topic alert. Sun is also out here. Which is good.
I think during the next break, I'm going to go out into the sun.
See what's going on
yesterday,
out there.
Yesterday, there was a lot of sun on me. Today, not as much sun on me.
It's slowly creeping
in. It's getting bright.
It is.
Yeah, I'm going to need to put my shades on
soon. You guys have lightened up as the show has gone on.
Yes, and I just changed the camera angle,
still pretty dark.
Yep, that doesn't look as good.
We're on our couch, baby.
Yeah, and so, yeah, we're chilling on the couch.
You ever done a radio show on a couch before?
No, I've not. This feels like a podcast.
It's chill. This does feel like a podcast.
I saw a question on a subreddit that said, what is Split Zone Duo for college basketball? And they mentioned a podcast that's here now.
The Weave Boys?
Are they here?
I don't know.
They arrived yet?
I haven't seen them. A lot of people are filling up the cabanas.
Have the Weave men entered?
The cabanas.
Yeah. I don't know why I said cabana, cabana.
Cabana.
I don't know what I'm doing.
The Cabana Boys.
Cabana.
Yeah, so that's us.
All right, Josh, this is a much-anticipated list. You put out teasers yesterday on Twitter.
Yes.
You realize that people can't read.
What? Where's this movie at?
I'm excited.
I'm excited mostly to see what you categorize as a Vegas movie, what the threshold is.
Because what was the one that we discussed yesterday where, like, I wonder...
Con Air.
Well, there was one more as well that they went to...
Mars Attacks?
No, there was one that wasn't
Leaving Las
on
Vegas?
His list. No, there was one that wasn't on his list that we were like, I wonder if he will consider that a Vegas movie.
Okay.
So we'll find out.
Connor, quick apology up front. Rat Race is not represented.
Oh, what the hell? I loved Rat Race when I was in seventh grade.
Rat Race is such a good... I'm winning.
Remember when he...
The heart.
Got his tongue pierced.
I thought you were going a different way. I thought the under was about to hit.
Oh, under?
Yeah, because, you know, they took Hitler's car.
Oh, yeah.
The under.
There you go.
I forgot about that. Thank you, Nick.
Very sad, Josh, but that's okay.
Okay. We begin with the top five at number five.
Gosh, come on. Take forever.
Number five.
1997 brought us a little movie called Vegas Vacation.
Classic. Number five?
What a movie.
This is my number one.
Like a warm sweater, it plays the beats it needed to play just perfectly. It doesn't try and do more than it should. It's a dumb movie, but it's a fun movie. It's not traditionally
good. Put a dollar and I got a car. My take on this movie is it is the second best vacation movie behind original Regular Vacation.
Which is wild that you have Christmas Third.
It is better than Christmas Vacation.
Wild. What a wild take.
Well, it's not really a vacation. It's a staycation.
We were actually looking around last night, and we were trying to find all of the places where... Guess a hand, guess a number. We were trying to find those places last night. We were trying to find a place with the chicken or the pork.
Because Nick hasn't seen it, so then we had to explain to him that scene. Oh, man, what a movie. I need to rewatch. I think I had that on DVD back in the day. I don't think I do anymore.
Whoa.
Though.
What are the odds we think we can get him to play that on one of the corners?
Yeah,
the
I think it's pretty good.
I would love that.
Rusty becomes Nick Papa Giorgio from Yuma.
What a name. Nick Papa Giorgio.
Papa Giorgio. He gets the ID from the guy. And
Audrey
becomes like a stripper.
Yes. What a movie.
Incredible.
And that's number five.
Yeah, good start, Josh.
Wow.
Only gets better from there.
Number four.
This is the oldest movie on the list. I'm doing it out of more of obligation than what my actual thoughts are, but no one wants to hear what my actual thoughts are. They're not ready for it. Casino.
Have you seen Casino? Yes. Anybody here? Have you?
No.
No.
Has Connor seen it? Come on, Josh.
Josh, it seems like we're not it seems like we're aligned on this movie being maybe a bit overrated.
A little overrated. It's Martin Scorsese's, at best, third best gangster movie. And yeah. at that point, why would I go that deep into the well when I could just watch Goodfellas. Or The Departed, yeah. Or yeah. something like that.
The hipster take now is that this is better than Goodfellas, which is just a wild out-of-pocket take.
Couldn't agree more. Garbage take.
Yeah.
I would rather have something like Beavis and Butthead Do America on this list.
I'm mostly going to be hitting the schlots.
That was a quote from Beavis and Butthead.
What was that?
I love that movie.
One of the things that we do when I haven't seen one of the movies Josh presents in this list is I read its Google synopsis.
Oh yeah,
we got to do that.
In early 1970s Las Vegas, low-level mobster Sam Ace Rothstein, interesting, Robert De Niro, gets tapped by his bosses to head the Tangiers Casino. At first, he's a great success in the job, but over the years, problems with his loose cannon enforcer, Nicky Santoro, a.k.a. Joe Pesci,
yeah.
and his ex-hustler wife, Ginger, Sharon Stone,
yeah.
her con artist ex, Lester Diamond, James Woods, and a handful of corrupt politicians put Sam in ever-increasing danger. Martin Scorsese directs this adaptation of Nicholas Pileggi's book. It's a book, Josh.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
It's long.
It doesn't seem like you're that intrigued in that being on the list, actually. So,
it's Jacob Bigelow, Casino is long as hell.
Yeah,
it's so long.
It's 3 hours, which isn't necessarily any longer or shorter than other Martin Scorsese movies.
But it feels like
but
it.
Yeah,
I'm so out on long movies.
You're feeling it.
I was so happy watching The Hangover the other night.
Connor, I saw your wife had a tweet the other day that was, bring back 90-minute movies.
Yeah, and we are handshake meme.
Yeah.
All the way.
I couldn't agree.
That's what
agree
they do
more.
When they get home from work.
We handshake honey, meme.
Handshake meme.
Exactly. All right, Josh, number three.
Combination of three and five.
Number three.
Now, guys, we can breeze by this one very quickly if we have to. We don't want to spoil tomorrow's show. The Hangover.
We can talk about it tomorrow.
For better or worse, a defining comedy of the aughts.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And one of the last of its kind.
Right.
It really is. It really is. It's the end of an era.
And
a lot of jokes that were very inappropriate.
That one guy's wife would love those jokes.
I think
my wife likes the jokes. I don't.
I think that guy's wife is Bradley Cooper's best friend.
The cast of The Hangover was a perfect storm. You got Bradley Cooper before you couldn't get Bradley Cooper. The Nard Dog was just taking off on The Office as one of the main players. Zach Galifianakis was having a moment.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. That started the moment, though.
It did.
Like, the moment just built off of that. I'll give you one take that we will indeed dive more into tomorrow.
Okay.
But as I watched, so like I said yesterday, you watch this movie like at the time a whole bunch, and then again a couple years later, and then now it's been a few years, and we've grown and we've hopefully matured at least a little bit. I think the best part of that movie is not anything to do with Mr. Chow, anything to do actually that, like that stuff is just straight up not funny, and it's not like cancel culture. I just don't think it's funny. It's Ed Helms.
He's very funny.
Ed Helms is the best part of the movie.
His glasses are terrible, but he's very funny.
He was incredible. His reactions to things, I mean, so good. But yes, we'll talk about it plenty more tomorrow.
The commitment of removing a tooth.
That's right.
Here comes two.
Number two.
Ocean's 11.
Oh, this is my number one, and it's number two.
I love that movie so
Ocean's
much.
11. Oh, what a classic.
One of the best heist movies of all time. One of the best casts of all time.
The editing, you got the boom, boom, boom.
Very funny.
Enjoyable on a rewatch.
Oh, God, yes.
I don't think it's, like, it definitely didn't, like, start anything, but I, like, this is the first heist movie that I remember. You know, I know it came out in 2001, but there was a whole bunch of heist movies, people stealing stuff afterwards, like the big game of, like, we have to, all of this stuff is perfectly timed.
Get the band together.
Yeah, all this stuff is, like, perfectly timed, and you're fast-forwarding one, you know, one camera, one room to another room, and it all has to be right at the right moment.
Bernie Mac, when he is talking, he's getting interrogated, and he talks about racism, and he goes, "You might as well call it White Jack." That is among my favorite lines in film history.
Wait, just a we are talking about that one, right? Because wasn't Ocean's 11 originally a movie from the 60s?
Yeah, I'm not talking about the Frank Sinatra version. Yeah. Okay. No.
That would be awesome if Josh was like, "You guys are talking about the wrong Ocean's 11.
Actually, the original was better. No. I'm talking about the good one. I'm talking about the one that started the meme of, "Hey, why is Brad Pitt always eating during movies?"
Oh, yes. So funny.
Great take.
I love that movie.
I do love Bernie Mac, too.
May he rest in peace.
I miss
peace.
Bernie Mac. Yeah,
yes or no?
Mr. 3000, Stan Ross.
That's right. It is opening day, Connor. Would you like to talk about Mr. 3000 for a few seconds?
I love Mr. 3000. I think it's a great movie. Nick, have you seen Mr. 3000?
I've never seen it.
It's a good – Josh has definitely never seen Mr. 3000.
Yeah, I have. Oh, really? I own the DVD.
Stan the man. Stan Ross.
I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Anyway, that's all I got.
All right.
All right, number one, the most of Vegas movie possible. Definitely will not be controversial in any way.
Mm. Oh, I know what he's going with.
Number one.
If you have ever listened to this show, it will not surprise you that Con Air lands on the top of this list.
Lands. Nice.
Very good. So Vegas is prominently featured in this movie for all of 5 minutes.
Oh, I have that in my notes.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me, Josh.
Connor is going to say that this doesn't count because only the final 5 minutes or so takes place in Vegas. Some might even have the audacity to say it isn't even a good movie. Well, you'd be wrong, pal. This movie rocks.
Pal. Bucko.
He was prepared for me to say exactly what I just said right off the bat.
So is Con Air is to Vegas movies as Die Hard is to Christmas movies? Is it a bit to say that it's my favorite Vegas movie?
No, like Christmas is a character in Die Hard.
Is it?
No.
Die Hard could happen at any point
at a Christmas party, but that has nothing to do with anything.
They keep showing the building. They keep showing Nakatomi Plaza. It always says it's Christmas. Whenever they show people who aren't in the building, they always make a point of saying it's Christmas. It's Christmas.
It got
Christmas.
The people in the building.
Yes, and people in the building.
It could have happened any time of year.
Of course it could have happened.
Just because we have a meeting every other Friday in this building doesn't mean every other corporation in America does. Sometimes it's rare to get all the employees together for a function.
Mm. I believe Christmas is a character in that movie. Mm. I don't really believe that Vegas is a character in this movie.
Interesting.
In Con Air.
Where else would he land the plane?
Great question, Nick.
To your point, he could have landed it anywhere.
But anywhere more iconic than the Strip?
That is true.
One note, I did not include The Godfather. Several scenes take place in Vegas, no one would think of that as a Vegas movie, right?
I think of Godfather 2 as a Vegas movie more than Godfather 1, right?
Absolutely, right?
Yeah.
How about the Elvis movie?
Oh, yeah, Nick asked about that yesterday. 3,000 Miles to Graceland?
No, Elvis.
Just Elvis.
Oh, that one, my bad.
But also 3,000 Miles to Graceland. Yeah, what the hell, Josh?
If you've listened to the show before, you know we do not care for the Austin Butler version of Elvis.
Ooh. Okay, so okay, stop. Elvis.
He was really good in Dune 2, by the way.
Was he Elvis?
He was not.
I hear he is still Elvis in the...
Masters of Air?
That's what
I've heard, too. I haven't watched that show.
He literally couldn't stop himself from being Elvis.
I guess not.
He had to get physical and mental help to stop being Elvis.
Amazing.
What a guy.
A couple comments here rolling in.
Yeah.
Okay. First from Riley. Welcome to the Con Air Happer Show. Embrace it.
I love it.
Jake, Con Air isn't a Vegas movie. Josh, all caps 7 exclamation points.
Absolutely is.
CJ comments on YouTube, no Last Vegas. Come on, Josh, what the hell? It has Michael Douglas, Robert De Niro, Morgan Freeman, and Kevin Kline.
It's one of those old people can do stuff movies.
Nice.
What do the actors have to do with it being considered a Vegas movie?
That's not a good reason for it to be a Vegas movie, CJ. I'm sorry.
Are you a fan of
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas?
Not particularly.
I only saw it once. I hated it. I don't like Johnny Depp, though.
No, thank
that
you.
That guy sucks.
Great
That's
take.
Even before all the other stuff. I didn't like him back in 2010.
Great take.
Well, tough look for Pirates of the Caribbean.
I liked the first one.
Yep. Josh, have you seen the movie The Cooler?
I have not, but it came up quite a bit in the research I was doing, and I said, oh, maybe I need to check this out.
Pedro just texted in the cooler. Hi, guys. What about the cooler?
Hi, guys. Pedro. What about the cooler? Hey, guys. What about the cooler? Never seen it. Never heard of it. I've not seen nor heard about this.
Josh, I'm fine with your list. I do love Con Air, so I can't, like, I'm not going to be mad about it showing up as number one on this list. I just am a little, you know, I'm not quite sure if it is a Vegas
movie. Amazing Daniel asks about a movie that I know Severe was stunned wasn't on the list, and that's Swingers.
That is a great point.
Swingers was an honorable mention.
That's right. Swingers was honorable mention yesterday, along with Showgirls, Leaving Las Vegas, Mars Attacks, and Connor, your favorite movie, Over the Top.
Yeah. Yep.
Nice.
I would be able to make a case for both Swingers and Rat Race on this list, but that's probably it.
Mick hasn't seen Swingers, so now we want to watch Swingers for Movie Club.
I should probably watch Swingers.
Yeah, you definitely should.
Yeah.
Yep. Definitely should.
It's a fine movie. I just wouldn't go back to it as often as the other picks. I have nothing against Swingers.
I think the music got a little bit louder in here. Hey, look, it's a Tigers guy. He must do radio in Detroit.
The guy we'll be talking to later.
Is that Tariq Skubal?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's Tariq Skubal. We should ask him Tariq Skubal questions. Josh, thank you.
Thank you,
Josh. Enjoy the return to all the slings and arrows coming after you've deployed one of your top fives. It's like the good old times.
I love the top five.
I do too.
Normally I listen to it at double speed, so it's interesting listening to it at regular speed. The little beds are slower than I'm used to.
The little beds are produced how they should be heard.
I like it when it's faster.
Let's take a timeout.
Let's do it.
Jacob Padilla will still join the show at the bottom of the hour. The Connor Happer Show is live in Las Vegas at Circa Stadium Swim on 1620 The Zone.